Across the country, bread sales and pasta sales are down, and many in the industry are blaming low-carbohydrate diets. Bakers and pasta makers are concerned that weight loss diets like Atkins, South Beach, and The Zone are hurting sales and giving bread and pasta a bad name. From Kansas City, NPR's Greg Allam reports.
Like bread makers across the country, Mark Friend is feeling a little defensive. Many consumers are beginning to view bread, a staple of American diets, the staff of life, in a new light, as something to be avoided.
Some of this attitude towards bread is kind of misplaced. I mean, I think a lot of people are still eating their French fries, but feel bread is bad, so.
Friend and others in the industry blame changing attitudes on the late Dr. Robert Atkins and other proponents of popular low-carbohydrate weight loss diets. Friend runs Farm to Market, a small bread company serving the Kansas City area. In his bakery, he shows one way he's tried to meet the changing consumer demand. He's producing a new type of bread.
This is baking in a rack oven, and it's pan bread, and we have our carbohydrate bread baking in. It still has maybe 10, 20 minutes left on it.
For this bread, Friend has taken out most of the wheat starch and replaced it with high-protein, low-carb flour made from garbanzo beans.
It's a little denser. It's different. The garbanzo beans have a very nutty, kind of mellow flavor that I think fits in well with that bread.
Across the country, bread makers, large and small, are debating whether low-carb diets are a passing fad or the beginning of a long-term trend. But in the meantime, many are coming out with their own low-carb breads. Bakers say there are other reasons why bread sales, especially of white bread, are hurting, the slow economy and rising prices to name two. But they say the public's changing attitudes about carbs is also a factor. A newly formed group, the National Bread Leadership Council, is convening a bread summit next month in Rhode Island to discuss what to do about it. And the North American Millers Association is teaming up with the American Bakers Association to form their own response to the low-carb movement. Betsy Faga, president of the Millers Association, says there's no question that there's a problem for bakers. The amount of flour Americans consume each year has gone down by 10 pounds per person just in the last 6 years. And she cites bad news contained in a recent Gallup poll.
And that certainly showed a lot of negative connotations. You know, bread is fattening, pasta is fattening, plus some other indicators.
Pasta makers are also concerned. Dan Trott is with the nation's largest pasta maker, American Italian Pasta Company, based in Kansas City. He cites a marketing study conducted last spring showing that consumers are increasingly aware of their carbohydrate intake.
So when you look at numbers that would say 50% of the people are aware of this situation and then 6 to 10% are making conscious decisions to reduce carbs, I don't think it's a smart decision to idly sit by.
In an if-you-can't-beat-'em-join-'em strategy, American Italian Pasta is now producing a low-carbohydrate pasta bearing the Atkins label. And Trott says his company is working with other pasta makers to develop a new PR campaign based around a simple message.
Not all carbs are equal, and that pasta could actually be viewed as a good carb.
Trott says consumers need to be reminded that complex carbohydrates like pasta are important sources of energy and a central part of the nutrition guidelines that make up the USDA's food pyramid. The USDA recommends 6 to 11 servings daily. Those guidelines are currently being revised, and bakers, pasta makers, and grain producers want to make sure the USDA doesn't slight bread and pasta in any new food pyramid. By the way, there is one bright spot for bakers. While low-carb diets appear to be hurting bread sales, one product is selling better than ever. Donuts. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.
USDA dietary guidelines and more on low-carb diets are at npr.org.